Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Creating Wealth Retire in 10 Years, using Allen's 7 Principles of Wealth, is a personal finance and wealth building book by Robert G. Allen, best known for his real estate and financial independence titles. First published in the 1980s and later revised. The book argues that retirement and long-term financial security can be reached much faster than conventional advice, suggests if readers adopt a different mindset about money. Debt, risk, and leverage. Rather than treating saving as the primary path to security, Allen presents wealth creation as a system built on strategic borrowing, real estate, tax awareness, asset protection, and selective investing. The book is written for readers who want a practical, action-oriented framework for building capital and moving toward financial self-reliance. Its purpose is both instructional and corrective. It challenges common financial habits while offering a structured alternative centered on disciplined use of opportunity. Borrowing power and ownership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book replaces a saving-only mindset with a wealth creation framework. A central idea in the book is that conventional advice about money can keep people trapped in slow accumulation. Allen argues that many people are taught to think saving is safe while debt and risk are automatically dangerous, and that this conditioning limits their ability to build meaningful wealth. His response is not simply to encourage optimism, but to replace passive financial habits with an active framework for wealth creation. This matters because the book treats mindset as a practical issue, not a motivational one. 8. If someone believes security comes only from saving wages, they are likely to avoid the very tools that can accelerate asset growth. Allen uses that tension to make a broader point. Financial self-reliance begins when readers stop treating income as the only source of progress and start thinking in terms of ownership, leverage, and long-term asset growth. The mindset shift is therefore not presented as an end in itself, but as the prerequisite for applying the rest of the plan. Secondly, real estate is presented as the main engine of disciplined leverage. Real estate plays a major role in Allen's system because it allows readers to combine ownership with borrowed capital in a way that can magnify returns. The book does not treat leverage as reckless speculation. Instead, it frames leverage as a tool that can expand holdings while keeping capital available for other opportunities. This is one of the book's defining distinctions from more conservative personal finance books. In Allen's model, the goal is not to avoid debt altogether, but to use debt strategically so that one asset helps finance the acquisition of another. That approach depends on careful selection, awareness of cash flow, and the ability to think in terms of assets rather than consumer spending. The book's real estate emphasis also reflects its historical context. When investors were increasingly interested in using property as a path to wealth, rather than simply as a place to live. For readers, the practical implication is that wealth building is tied to identifying income-producing assets and structuring ownership in a way that supports continued expansion. Thirdly, tax advantages and legal structures are treated as wealth-preserving tools. Allen devotes attention to the less glamorous side of wealth-building: taxes, ownership structures, and legal protection. This is important because the book is not only about making money, but about keeping and organizing it effectively. By urging readers to take advantage of tax laws, use corporations and trusts, and think more carefully about asset protection, Allen expands the discussion beyond investment returns. The underlying reasoning is that gross gains mean little if poor structure erodes them through taxes, liability, or inefficient ownership. This dimension makes the book more operational than many broad financial guides, since it asks readers to think about how wealth is held, not just how it is earned. It also reflects a broader entrepreneurial logic. Individuals who want financial independence need systems that protect accumulated assets and reduce avoidable losses. Readers may not be able to use every structure exactly as described, but the larger lesson is durable. Wealth creation depends on legal and tax planning as much as on buying the right asset. Fourthly, alternative investments broaden the book beyond standard real estate advice. Although real estate is central, Allen does not limit wealth creation to property alone. The book also discusses other wealth-generating investments, including gold and silver coins and high-yield discount mortgages, which signals a broader diversification strategy. This matters because the book aims to show how capital can move through several channels, rather than remain tied to one market or one type of asset. The inclusion of precious metals reflects a concern with long-term value preservation, while discounted mortgages reflect the idea that income streams and debt instruments can create opportunity when priced correctly. Together, these examples show that Allen views wealth as a portfolio problem, not a single strategy problem. The reader is encouraged to understand different asset types, their risks, and their roles within a larger plan. That makes the book more flexible than a narrow property manual, but also more demanding. It assumes that readers are willing to learn how different instruments behave and how they might complement one another in a broader financial system. Lastly, the seven-principle structure turns broad advice into an organized plan. One of the book's strengths is that it packages a complex subject into a repeatable framework built around seven principles. That structure gives the reader a way to move from general ambition to specific action. Instead of offering isolated tips, Allen organizes the material so that each principle supports the broader objective of financial self-reliance. This matters because wealth books often fail when they offer inspiration without sequence or process. By contrast, the seven-principle format suggests a method that can be adapted to different starting points while still remaining coherent. The book also invites readers to create their own version of the Allen Plan, which is significant because it avoids presenting a one-size-fits-all formula. In practical terms, this means the reader is not simply copying trades or tactics. They are learning how to think in systems, combine tools, and shape a personal strategy. The result is a book that functions less like a list of tips and more like a framework for decision-making across multiple financial choices. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a historically influential, strategy-oriented guide to wealth building rather than a cautious primer on budgeting alone. It will appeal most to people interested in real estate, leverage, tax-aware investing, and the idea that financial independence can be accelerated through structured action. Readers who prefer conservative, low-risk personal finance advice may disagree with parts of Allen's approach, especially his willingness to treat debt and risk as tools rather than dangers. That said, the book offers genuine value as a challenge to conventional money thinking and as an introduction to the mechanics of asset-based wealth creation. Compared with similar books, it stands out because it combines mindset, leverage, legal structure, and investment selection into a single framework instead of focusing on only one of those areas. Its practical benefit is that it encourages readers to think in terms of systems, ownership, and long-term positioning. Its intellectual benefit is that it reveals how wealth advice can reflect assumptions about risk, control, and opportunity. If you would like to support Robert G. Allen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.